Welcome back, cybersecurity enthusiasts, to another episode of The Daily Threat, your go-to source for the latest and most pressing issues in the world of cybersecurity. Today, we've got a packed episode covering some alarming developments. From new AI features in Windows 11 raising privacy concerns to cyber criminals exploiting trusted platforms like GitHub and Google Search. Let's dive into today's top stories. First up, we turn our attention to Microsoft and its latest AI feature in Windows 11 that's causing quite a stir. According to a recent report by Bleeping Computer, Microsoft has introduced a new AI feature in Windows 11 intended to enhance user experience by learning and predicting user behavior. However, this feature comes with a significant caveat: it records everything you do on your PC. The AI feature, designed to streamline tasks and improve efficiency, essentially acts like a surveillance tool, capturing keystrokes, browsing history, and even the applications you use. This data is then processed to offer personalized suggestions and optimizations. While the intentions might be benign, the implications for privacy are enormous. Attackers could potentially exploit this feature in several ways. Data interception: malicious actors could intercept the data being recorded by the AI, gaining access to sensitive information such as passwords, financial details, and personal communications. Malware injection: by manipulating the AI's data collection process, attackers might inject malware or other malicious scripts into the system, leading to broader system compromise. Unauthorized access: with sufficient data, attackers could predict and mimic user behavior, potentially bypassing security measures and gaining unauthorized access to systems and networks. Risks and recommendations. For businesses, the risks are significant. Sensitive corporate data could be exposed, leading to financial loss, reputational damage, and potential legal repercussions. To mitigate these risks, we recommend the following best practices. Disable unnecessary features. Until Microsoft addresses these privacy concerns, consider disabling the AI feature if it's not critical to your operations. Enhanced security measures. Implement robust endpoint protection solutions that can detect and prevent unauthorized data interception. Regular audits. Conduct frequent security audits to ensure no unauthorized data collection is taking place. Next, we look at a report from Wired on how individuals can now remove personal information from Google search results. This is a critical update in the ongoing battle for online privacy. Cyber criminals often use publicly available personal information to launch targeted attacks, such as phishing scams, identity theft, and social engineering attacks. By mining data from search results, attackers can compile detailed profiles of individuals, making their attacks more convincing and difficult to detect. Google's new feature allows users to request the removal of certain personal information, such as home addresses, phone numbers, and email addresses, from search results. While this is a step in the right direction, the process isn't foolproof and requires vigilance. Risks and recommendations. The risks of having personal information readily available online are profound. Targeted phishing attacks. Attackers can craft highly personalized phishing emails that are more likely to deceive victims. Identity theft. With enough personal information, criminals can impersonate individuals to access financial accounts and other sensitive resources. Physical security threats. Exposure of home addresses and other personal details can pose direct physical threats. To protect against these risks, businesses and individuals should regularly monitor online presence, regularly search for your personal and business information online and request its removal where possible. Educate employees, train staff on the dangers of oversharing personal information online and the importance of safeguarding personal details. Use privacy tools, leverage tools and services that help protect personal information from being indexed by search engines. Finally, we examine a disturbing trend highlighted by the Hacker News: cyber criminals exploiting trusted platforms like GitHub and Google for malware distribution. Attackers are increasingly using GitHub repositories and Google search results to spread malware. Here's how it works. Malicious repositories. Cyber criminals create repositories on GitHub that appear to be legitimate software projects but contain malicious code. Unsuspecting developers download and integrate these repositories into their projects, unknowingly introducing malware. SEO poisoning. Attackers optimize malicious websites to appear in top search results on Google. When users click on these links, they are redirected to sites that distribute malware. Risks and recommendations. This method of attack poses severe risks to businesses. Supply chain compromise. Malware introduced through trusted development tools can spread quickly and affect multiple parts of the organization. Data breach. Once malware is installed, attackers can exfiltrate sensitive data, leading to significant breaches. Operational disruption. Malware can disrupt operations by corrupting or locking critical systems and data. To defend against these threats, businesses should validate sources. Always verify the source of software components and repositories before integrating them into your projects. Employ security tools. Use advanced threat detection tools that can identify and block malicious content from being downloaded or executed. Regularly update software. Ensure all systems and software are up to date with the latest security patches and updates. That wraps up today's episode of The Daily Threat. Remember, staying informed and vigilant is your best defense against cyber threats. Make sure to subscribe to The Daily Threat for the latest updates and insights in cybersecurity.